We really have to be attentive when the Spirit speaks. Because God is giving us that opportunity to inherit substance. To inherit something that is eternal. Something that endures eternally. He's bringing us into an inheritance that does not fade away, that does not pass away. See, listening to the Spirit makes us wiser than the beasts of the field. Wiser so that we do not begin to build castles on the sand. So that we don't go the way of the multitudes, but rather we lay hold on eternal life. We should not get carried away, you know, in the moment as we begin to receive messages from God, as we begin to receive inspiration from the Lord. We should not be carried away, but rather be focused. And allow this thing that we hear, you know, yield fruit in us. So let us not seek vainglory, because in reality, man cannot give glory. Man, there is no glory or no honor in the praise that comes from men. It's only an illusion. You can have be known of men and be highly esteemed among men, but in reality, you are nobody. So it's just like going to a graveyard and sitting on the throne there and making yourself king in a graveyard. See, that is how it is when you go out seeking praise for men. When you go out seeking honor for men, glory for men. See, just like, you know, receiving praise from the tombs in a graveyard. It's nothingness, foolishness. That's why Paul calls it vainglory, vainglory. Vainglory, let us not get carried away in the moment. Carried away with, you know, end time moves, identifying ourselves with end time moves, identifying ourselves with groups called the called out, out of the called out. See, the chosen ones, the I Am company. Let us not be identified with that kind of thing, but rather let us hold on to that true eternal life, that true substance that the Lord is calling us to. The Bible says that promotion does not come from the east, nor from the west, but from the living God. That is the glorification we should seek. That is the promotion we should seek as brethren. See, because men cannot get you there. Jesus Christ prayed, Father, glorify me with the glory I had with you from the foundation of the world. He realizes that that glorification can only come from the Father. It does not come from men. Praise God. So it's not a matter of being known of men or, you know, esteemed by men that can get you into God's kingdom. See, that which we seek is that glorification from the Father who is in secret. Praise God. So let us be attentive as we hear these words. Praise God, because God is doing something great in our lives individually. It's causing us to inherit substance. Praise God, it's causing us to inherit an eternal name, a name that does not pass away. Oh, hallelujah. I just pray the Father will open the eyes of our understanding to receive these words from the Spirit. To receive this great thing, these great promises that the Lord has set before us. To receive what the Spirit is saying in this hour and to be partakers, not just to be hearers. Partakers of what the Lord is doing. Entering into lay hold on eternal life, that life that the Father is revealing to us today. Praise God, He has given us a new name, an everlasting name. Praise God, He has promised us an everlasting name. An everlasting name that can never, ever be cut off. An everlasting name, which in reality it is the name of the Lord. The name is simply is. The name has been and will always be. That is the name of the Lord, and that is the promise that He gives each and every one of us as we lay a hold on the truth. He has given us promises of an everlasting name. Now, we've seen many names that came along the line. Great, great names of men that made it, you know, in this system called the world. See, you see the names of pharaohs. They try to immortalize their names by building, you know, big, big statues. So you go to Egypt, you see the statues of many of these great kings of the past. But if you look at those statues, you see that the statues are wearing away. They are fading away. See, they try to immortalize their names. See, but you will discover that no matter how long it takes, even if it takes 1,000,000 years, see, the memory of that name will be wiped out. Praise God. Because there's only one name that will exist. And there's only one name that will remain. And all men will see that name. And all men will recognize that name. And all men will bow down to that name so that they can live. For that is the name above all name. Praise God. The Bible says, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Praise God. Now bear it in mind that it is a revelation of that name. Not just audibly saying Jesus Christ, that can save. See it. The name of Jesus is an invisible name. It's a celestial name. It is a name that has been before the foundation of the world. That is why Jesus Christ prayed to the Father, "Father, glorify me with the glory I had with you before this world was." That is the name. See, all that Jesus had before this world was, before He found Himself as a man in this system of men, was the name of the Lord. That's all. The name of the Lord. Jesus Christ was glorified with that same name, with the name of the Father. Praise God. After the resurrection, He saw Jesus Christ appearing to the disciples and telling them, "Children, come here. Children, come and have breakfast with me." You see, it was the Father. He was appearing in His new name, a glorified name, the name of the Father, the name of God. That is the eternal name that the Father honors those who seek for Him. He honors them with that eternal, everlasting name. See, and that name is the strong tower by which every man will find safety, eternal security, safety, and sustenance for throughout all eternity. See, and that is the name that the Spirit is revealing to us today. Praise God. That is the name the Spirit is revealing to us today and is guiding us into today. So that we all are called by that everlasting name. An everlasting name that can never be cut off. Oh, praise God. This is the everlasting name that we see in Isaiah 56 verse 4, where the Bible says, "For thus saith the Lord unto the eunuchs that keep my Sabbaths, and choose the things that please me, and take hold of my covenant, even unto them will I give in my house and within my walls a place and a name better than his sons, than of sons and of daughters. And I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off." You see, that is what I just read, Isaiah 56 from verse 4 to verse 5. It says, I will give them an everlasting name that shall never be cut off. Those who make themselves eunuchs are those who divorce themselves from everything to dedicate themselves to living unto the Lord and to honoring the Lord. The eunuchs of old normally will get castrated so that all they do is just to serve their master. All they do is to give pleasure to their masters. They deny themselves of their own self-pleasure. Of course, when you talk of denying yourself your pleasure, it talks about denying your fleshly, earthly lusts and desires. See it? Denying on those desires, those wicked desires for revenge, to seek supremacy, to be known of men, to be honored of men. Leave aside all those things, those vain things. Castrate yourself so that you can give pleasure to the name of the Lord, so you can honor the name of the eternal and living God, so you can serve the Lord. Walk in the spirit before the face of the one that is invisible, serving him day and night. These are the ones that the Bible calls eunuchs. Eunuchs that keep the Sabbath of the Lord. Isaiah 58 talks about the Sabbath. When you Sabbath, you keep the Sabbath, you do the things that please God, not the things that please yourself. You speak the words of the Lord. See it. You give your bread to the hungry by speaking truth. Hallelujah. No more speaking lies after the carnal mind, but speaking things after the spirit, doing the things that please him, walking in the spirit, exercising yourself in the spirit according to the revelation of truth. That is how you keep the Sabbath. So you don't keep the Sabbath by going to church on Sunday. See, there's no such thing as Sunday in the mind of God. There's no such thing as a 24-hour period set aside to worship God. A holy day. So all those things are just elementary doctrines, beggarly elementary doctrines, the elementary things of the faith that we are admonished to live. See, because those people who received the laws in the days of old, when they talked about the Sabbath day, we're only walking in shadows. They never could hear audibly what the Spirit is saying. See, if you enter God's Sabbath, you enter into an eternal day, the day of the Lord. It's not 24 hours, it's an eternal day, the day of the Lord. It's the day of truth, the day where you walk before the face of the Father. Praise God. And to enter into that dimension, flesh and blood, like we know, cannot enter into that realm. It's a realm of spirit. It's a realm for those who walk according to the revelation of truth. And truth is spirit. Spirit is truth. Oh, praise God. So we learn to begin to exercise ourselves by speaking. The things of the spirit. No more speaking our own words as men. I'm talking of the Sabbath here. Doing the things that please the master, serving God, serving the name of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. These are the ones that will be glorified with the everlasting name, a new name. Praise God. They are the ones that turn their back on the vanities of this age to hold, take a hold on substance. They have a revelation, first of all, of God's kingdom, God's will, that we all be conformed back to the Spirit. Praise God. These ones enter into inherit an everlasting name. Praise God. Which is the new name? It is the name of the Lord. A name that can never, 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 never be cut off. Hallelujah. Praise God. And along with this new name comes the new nature. It comes the joy of the Lord. Comes the healing. Comes the all power. It's all that we ever need for our sustenance and our happiness throughout eternity. Praise God. That everlasting name, like we said, is the strong tower. See, when we enter in and live by that name, we are saved from all the principalities and all the powers. See, that rule this dark age. Now, we know those principalities and powers have one thing. They do one thing to men, and that is they weaken men and torment men. Torment men with fear and unbelief. Praise God. The principalities and powers of this age that work in the systems of men and the systems of religion have only one mandate, and that is to, you know, separate you from that everlasting name. See it. It seeks to deceive you and causes you to put on a name that is not real, a name that has no eternal value. See, that is why we begin to walk after the flesh, we begin to walk in self-knowledge, we begin to seek self-glory, self-exaltation. All these things come about because man is influenced by the principalities and powers of this age. And the moment you begin to walk in that dimension, see, you lose that awareness of your part in that everlasting name. You lose the security that comes with it. You lose the power that comes with it. You lose the peace that comes with it. Oh, praise God. You know, Jesus Christ gave the signs of those who believe in his name. Those who believe in his name are actually those who walk in his name. See it. We're not just talking of the name Jesus, we're talking of in the everlasting name. See it, nested in that name Jesus, you need the revelation of the everlasting name that he walked in. That is the name that we call Jesus. Not just a letter Jesus, J-E-S-U-S, Christ, no. It's not just by speaking it, but rather the revelation of the mystery of that force behind that name. Praise God. Everywhere you go here, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Every corner you go, in the name of Jesus. See, but you discover that you need a revelation of that name and to walk in that name. See, we saw what happened in the book of Acts. See, when some people tried to use the name of Jesus to cast out a devil, a demon, from somebody that was possessed, and you know, we saw the reaction. The people were beaten up and, you know, humiliated by this demon. The demon spoke and told them, look, Paul we know, Jesus we know, but you we do not know who you are. Because in reality, those people that tried to use the name of Jesus did not have a revelation of the name of Jesus. Neither did they walk in the name of Jesus. Praise God. So it's not just a matter of Jesus, 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 but rather a revelation of that everlasting name and our confirmation to that everlasting name that gives us the victory. Praise God. So Jesus Christ gave the signs of those who have believed in his name, those who have walked in his name, those who walk in this everlasting name with which the Father is glorifying us with today. Oh, praise God. This is what happens to them. Verse 17, this sign shall follow them. Mark chapter 16, verse 17. This sign shall follow them that believe in my name. Shall they cast out devils? They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay their hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat at the right hand of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord walking with them and confirming the words with signs following. Praise God. Now, you see, the moment Jesus Christ said these words, Bible says he was taken up into glory where he sat at the right hand of God. That is the same path for every child of God today who has a revelation of the name of Christ. Those of us who have entrance to inherit that new name. Praise God. That new name which the Spirit of the Lord is revealing to us and giving to us as a gift today. Praise God. Because by virtue of that new name, we all have access to the right hand of the Father, where we are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, where we rule and reign over all principalities and powers of this dark age. Praise God. This is our inheritance forever, that everlasting name. Oh, hallelujah. In my name, they shall cast out devils. In my name. That is what the Lord is giving us. That's our inheritance. It's not gold castles in the sky. It's not big bank accounts. Praise God. See, he's not talking about the finest wife or the finest husband or the best children. Oh, praise God. It's much higher than that. The promise of God towards us is much higher than that. He promised us his very, very, very name. His very, very power. His very, very glory. Because the right hand of God speaks of, you know, the place of all power, all pleasure, all peace, all glory. That is where he's guarding everyone today who has a revelation of what he's doing. And that is where we are seated today in heavenly places, ruling and reigning by virtue of this new name. Oh, hallelujah. And as we rule and reign in this new name, which the Bible says is to be chosen above silver and gold. You see this in Proverbs chapter 22 verse 1. Say, a good name is to be chosen rather than good riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold. See, the Spirit is just giving us hints here and there. Because men run to and fro, thinking that they can get some kind of salvation in gathering unto themselves. Not realizing that what all they ever need is to inherit this new name and to walk in this new name. Oh, praise God. It's much greater than silver and gold. Much greater than all, you know, the riches and all the, you know, things you can gather to yourself in this world. Be it fame, be it money, be it power. Among men, those things, they do not have any eternal value. See, the more you gather unto yourself, the more naked you discover you are. The more, you know, miserable you discover you are. The more poverty-stricken you discover you are. See, the more tribulation you enter into, the more dissatisfaction, the more pain, anguish of soul that you find, the more and more you try to seek anything other than the name of the Lord. You just discover mystery, misery and mystery. That's why it says, come unto me, all you that labor, that you are heavily, you know, burdened. Come unto me and I will give you rest for your souls. Your rest is in that new name. Praise God. Your rest is in discovering yourself in that new name. That everlasting name that shall never be cut up. That is the thing that we should seek and abide in throughout all eternity. Walking, you know, according to the revelation of that everlasting name. Oh, praise God. And as we do this, as we sit in heavenly places in that name, walking in that everlasting name, who is before all things. The Bible says that we have power to cast out devils, that we speak in new tongues. We take off serpents with our hands and they do not bite us. They can't harm us. We do deadly things and they cannot harm us. We lay our hands on the sick and they recover. What is the Lord speaking about here? See, devils, serpents, and all these things that we see are simply allegories of the wisdom of this age. Praise God. You know, from the day a man is born into this world and begins to live a life after the flesh, you know, a liar is birthed. They go about speaking lies and poison is under their tongue. The beliefs of men is like poison. Praise God. You know that the unregenerate man is a devil? Anything that's got to do with carnality and seeks to hide that everlasting name is only devilish. You know that? There's only one Lord. There's only one personality. There is none of God. There is only one man that is none of God. And inscribed upon that man is that everlasting name. Any other name is simply an illusion and the lie of the devil. Any image that presents itself to you that is not would inscribe you that everlasting name is a devil. Do you know that the serpent in the Garden of Eden all talks about man, the systems of men, the wisdom of man, the carnal wisdom of men that try to attach you to a material world, that try to, you know, attach you to mortality? See, it out of the doctrines, out of the beliefs of men, comes your bondage, your sorrow. Comes the strife, the bitterness, the hate, the discord among brethren. It is the belief belief of man, the belief of that carnal mind, that the belief of the serpent, the doctrine of the serpent, the poison from the serpent that seeks to cause a separation between you and that everlasting name, so that you begin to walk in duality. You begin to walk thinking that, you know, you are separate from God, that God is far away and you are down here, that you are an unworthy sinner, and God is watching out for you to get you. Praise God. But when you sit on the throne, when you rediscover that new name, when you walk in this new name, all those deceitful doctrines of the devil have no more power over you. Praise God. What more peace can you get when you rediscover yourself knowing that I and the Father are one? What greater peace and satisfaction can you get when you walk in the name of the eternal and living God? See, it's as you walk in that name that you have the power to acquire riches, that you have the power, you know, to live in perfect peace, joy, and in harmony with God's creation. Only in that name. And as you walk in that, in the power of that name, those who have believed, those who follow Christ in the regeneration, no more shall the devil be able to deceive them. No more shall the devil be able to cause them to go down into torment, into living the lie of men. When you walk in the everlasting name, no longer will doctrines of religion be able to confuse you, the winds of doctrine that comes out of religion. You know, people don't realize up to today that religion is simply a tool of the devil. See, the religion is simply a tool of the devil. Religion only serves as an instrument in the devil to demonstrate to you how separate, how, you know, contrary your nature is to that of God. Religion does not have a revelation of the everlasting name. Religion does not have a revelation of the gospel that Jesus Christ brought to the world. Religion is simply an arm of the serpent. See, and that's why people in religion are the most tormented people upon the face of the earth. Religious people live in fear day and night of strange doctrines that dominate, you know, their tables. Doctrines of hell, doctrines of what you should do and what you shouldn't do, how you should pay this tithe or how you shouldn't pay that tithe. How you should pray, how you should worship in church, how you should dress, how you should pray, how you should marry, who you should marry, what job you should do. What, all these things are simply doctrines of men. See, that seek to deviate you from the true course of God. See, religion is simply another arm of Satan. It's an arm of the serpent. See, but those who sit on the throne, those who ascend and receive this new name, can never be affected by religion. They can no longer be tormented and held captive by the lies that reign in the spheres of religion. All religion are men, of men. They're simply systems of men. See, that religion is the same thing today that fights against the Lord Jesus. Religion crucified Jesus Christ 2,000 years ago, and religion is still crucifying Jesus this very day. Simply because it has no revelation of that eternal name, that everlasting name. who praise God. Hallelujah. So those designs are followed, those who believe, those who receive this everlasting name. See it? They shall never be deceived and tormented by the winds of doctrines of men. These are the poisonous drinks of men. They shall take away serpents. See it? Serpent talks of the carnal mind, the beliefs of men. It's all got to do with the things of men. They take these things away with their hands, their ministry. Oh, praise God. None of the works of the devil can be able to harm them, those who walk in this new name. Oh God, praise God. It is wonderful. Hallelujah. This is our inheritance forever. Knowing that I am. Knowing that. Besides me, there is no other God. Knowing that I have no life of my own, but my life is hid in Christ. Without condition, it's just to know. Just to realize the truth. I don't need to do anything to realize the truth, but to sit in silence, in meditation, and to know. Praise God. If you hear this message, don't let men, don't be tossed to and fro by the lies of men and the lies of religion. Don't hear this message and allow, you know, the devil to come in through a back door and try to quote a scripture for you and deviate you from the course. Because all that the Father is doing today is causing us to inherit that new name, so that we walk according to that new name and no longer after the old man of the flesh. Praise God. The Spirit of God will reveal to you also that name, that everlasting name, is actually your true name. But you lost it to the darkness of this age. You are deceived. Jesus Christ says, "You shall know the truth. The truth shall set you free." This is the revelation coming today from above. Hallelujah. Causing you to awaken from the illusion of your mortal existence. Causing you to ascend, to transcend, like Jesus Christ ascended and went up into glory. Ascend. Ascend right now. As you get this revelation, you begin to awake. And you begin to speak with that new name, in that new identity. Hallelujah. According to the invisible one, the incorruptible one. See, the one that had, you know, without father, without mother, who simply is. Oh, praise God. When you walk in this new name and you realize this new name, you'll be free from the lust of this age. You'll be free from the bitterness. See, that we see in family members, that we see in communities among men. You'll be free. See it. When you walk in that new name, you begin to realize that all things are mine. All things are mine because I and the Father are one. I have the name of the Father. I walk in the name of the Father. So all things are what? Are mine. I don't need to fight. God does not need to come down to fight and to get jealous and to get bitter. Because all things are what? Are mine. Oh, praise God. When you walk in that new name, you cannot get offended or bitter anymore. You can't get hurt anymore. Men can't get to you anymore. They can't touch you anymore. Because in the first place, they don't know you. They don't see you. Oh, praise God. A fellow man can hurt you only when you have treasures upon the earth. Only when you have a sense of belonging to this world that we live in. But when you get a revelation of that eternal name that has been even before this world was, when you get a revelation that you are in that name, oh, praise God. You can say clearly, like Jesus Christ, the Prince of the world cometh, and he finds nothing in me. See, the Prince of this world, the Prince of this material age, he cometh and he finds nothing in me. When you walk in the revelation of that name, nothing can touch you. No man can hit you. No man can get you sad or bitter and all that stuff. You walk in the victory and in the glory and the power of God. Having the power to attract riches, having the power to dominate, having the power to keep under control your emotions and every aspect of your life. Because you walk in that new name, in that everlasting name. And this is the promise of God for those who follow on to know the truth. Hallelujah. Along with that everlasting name comes immortality and incorruptibility. Immortality. Hallelujah. That name is the name of spirit. It's an invisible name. It's immortal, incorruptible. It's not inscribed on flesh and blood, but upon spirit. Oh, hallelujah. This is the resurrection from the dead. This is the awakening that the Lord is calling us to in this day. Praise God. And this is the thing, this is the only thing that has substance and will endure forever. That is why when we hear these words, brethren, we have to exercise ourselves to listen patiently. Exercise ourselves to walk in the Spirit. The Lord is the Spirit. Exercise ourselves to walk according to the revelation of that everlasting name. Speaking according to that everlasting name. Walking according to that everlasting name. Praise God. That's why Jesus Christ says, those that have believed in my name, they speak with new tongue. We speak with the tongue of the I am. A new tongue, a celestial tongue. The tongue of the Spirit. Oh, hallelujah. Now you understand, at times we go to certain places to preach. They do not understand us. Hallelujah. Some time back, I was invited to a seminar to preach on wedding, on marriage. And I opened my books there and I started to preach on marriage the way I was taught about marriage. Marriage in the Spirit. And as I spoke on the marriage, the people there protested that they don't understand this language, that they don't understand this talk. Praise God. Because I was equating marriage to that order, to that spiritual marriage that endures eternally, that spiritual marriage that is known of God. That's a new tongue, it's a spiritual tongue. We see things after the Spirit. We understand things after the Spirit. We walk in an eternal dimension. Oh, hallelujah. Just imagine Jesus Christ telling the people in his day that all things are, everything that the Father has is his. But we know very well that Jesus Christ never had riches. He never had, possessed great wealth. See, he just lived from day to day by faith. Yet you could speak that all that the Father has is mine. Meaning that everything in heaven and earth, everything in the skies, the stars, the sun, the moon, everything underneath the sea, everything in the forest, everything in the desert, everything in the cities, everything in the air, everything everywhere belong to him. That's what Jesus Christ was implying. Now, of course, to the carnal mind, the man who does not have spiritual insight, it will look like if Jesus Christ was making a fool of himself. He was not. Of course, they accused him several times. They thought that he was out of his mind, that he was probably mad. See, he spoke in a different tongue. Speaking according to the Spirit. A new tongue. Hallelujah. So we must exercise ourselves in these new tongues The tongue and the mind go together. They are one. The tongue speaks what the mind, you know, says. So it's all about the renewal of the mind. Praise God. Begin to see into the spirit, walk in the spirit, and let go of the vanities of this age. Praise God. Knowing and recognizing that name and living according to that name is the key to salvation. Praise God. Hallelujah. Every other name is like a name written upon the dust that will wear away with time. The winds will blow, the rains will fall, and the name will be no more. But that everlasting name endures forever and ever. Hallelujah. This is the name of the Lord. See, this is the good name that the Lord is giving us to inherit. This is substance. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let us have a revelation and enter into it. The book of Revelations, chapter 3, verse 12 says, Him that overcomes, or overcometh, shall I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out. And I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God. And I will write upon him my what? My new name. I will write upon him what? My new name. See, this is our inheritance. My new name. It's only by the new name can we truly realize the New Jerusalem. They all come in one package. Praise God. The heavenly city of God. God's world. New heavens, new earth. God's kingdom. Repent, repent. The kingdom of God is at hand. The kingdom of God is in New Jerusalem. The city of God. See, those that overcome. The overcomer. That those are those who follow Christ in the regeneration. See it. That continue on in the doctrine of truth. They shall inherit a new name. Inherit a new name. Praise God. And speak. According to this new name. It's a new nature. Praise God. A new nature, the nature of God, the characteristics of God. So that seeing them is seeing God, touching them is touching God. Praise God. This is our inheritance as saints. Praise God. There's no other promise. Praise God. Along with this name comes the eternal life. Along with this name comes the New Jerusalem. Along with this name comes everything that we ever need. The protection, the peace, the all power, the eternal life, everything comes, is packaged in this name. Praise God. Jesus Christ says, all power in heaven and earth is given unto me. Praise God. It's given unto me because I walk in that new name. That's the name of God. Praise God. That is the power that is able to sustain us and keep us. Hallelujah. You know, some of us, when we pray for God, do this for me. God, do that for me. God, do this and good dog. God, do that. God, I want this. God, I want that. Not knowing that all we need to pray for is to realize that new name. That's our prayer and meditation. To awaken this new name. Praise God. Because along with this new name comes the power to sustain me and to keep me. Hallelujah. By this new name, the heavens and the earth were created. Hallelujah. By this new name, the Israelites were sustained in the wilderness for 40 years. By this new name, Jesus Christ was able to multiply a few loaves of bread into thousands. By this new name, Jesus Christ was able to walk upon the raging seas. See, in this new name, Jesus Christ was able to laugh at death. Praise God, because that is an everlasting name. He walked in that reality. So this is our inheritance, brethren. An everlasting name. A new name that shall not be cut off. A name better than silver and gold. Let us receive these words and you know, just learn to shut up. You know, at times we talk too much. At times we get too excited when we hear these things. There's no point being. Just shut up, lock the door, sit down, and let this revelation work in you. Hallelujah. Let that transformation work in you. Let that be a renewal in the mind. Let us begin to speak by this new name and walk in this new name, in the reality of this new name. Hallelujah. God bless you. Amen. Peace.